This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is The Times Evening Briefing on Tuesday, the 24th of May. Sadiq Khan has asked the acting commissioner of the Metropolitan Police for a detailed explanation of how the force decided to issue fines for lockdown parties in Downing Street. Images obtained by ITV appear to show Boris Johnson raising a glass at a leaving do in November 2020. Others were believed to be fined for that event, but the Prime Minister didn't receive a fixed penalty notice. Shabnam Chowdhury is a former Met Detective Superintendent. She told Times Radio Drive that the force needs to provide answers.
The bottom line is this: whether anyone attended for 2 minutes, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, there was a leaving drinks party. That has been established and that much is clear.
Yes.
So anybody that went along after that or during or before in order to set up that party would have been breaching the COVID laws at that time, because those restrictions were in place.
Three anonymous Downing Street insiders have told the BBC that Boris Johnson condoned a culture of chaotic lockdown partying, with staff cramming into rooms and sitting on one another's laps. Brendan Clarke-Smith is the Conservative MP for Bassetlaw. He told John Pienaar on Times Radio that we should wait for Sue Gray's report before judging the Prime Minister's conduct.
But I think the Prime Minister's also in his workplace. I know I heard Grant Shapp speaking earlier. Of course, we heard the Prime Minister's there with his red box and so on. And you do speak to your staff and you do go around the estate during the day. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a party as such. Yeah, people do have a drink at work. It's not necessarily the same thing. But then some people have taken things too far.
The senior civil servant is expected to publish her full report tomorrow. You can catch live coverage on Times Radio. An energy charity has warned that an increase to the price cap in October will plunge households into a deep, deep crisis. The head of Ofgem told MPs that the regulator expects the price cap to rise to £2,800 in October. But National Energy Action says the financial, social and health impacts are unthinkable. Ben Lefebvre, Politico Energy reporter, told Times Radio why prices are soaring.
Economies are opening up. Fuel demand has risen. But there's nobody manning the drills to produce the oil. I shouldn't say nobody, but there's far fewer people manning the drills to produce the oil and gas that people would normally need.
Yeah.
So that was already one stress on the system. Then you had Vladimir Putin deciding it was a great idea to invade Ukraine. Yes.
The family of schoolgirl Ava White cheered in court when a 14-year-old boy was convicted of her murder. The teenager, who appeared via a video link, held his head in his hands. The judge warned he could now face a life sentence for fatally stabbing Ava at a Christmas light switch-on last year, following a row over a Snapchat video. Speaking outside the court, Merseyside Police Detective Superintendent Sue Coombs said her family was still completely devastated. And you can get more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on The Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.